Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, Wednesday had to be, for diehard fans of Washington's professional football team, somewhat sentimental. We knew it was coming 2 years ago. The change had already happened, but it probably really finally sunk in that the team that had used one name had won five NFL championships under that banner. It really was done, and something new was here. The Washington football team is out. The old disparaging name was done. Now, the burgundy and gold are known as the Washington Commanders. Some folks were pleased, a lot were meh, and others were like, don't like it. But the change is here. But still, new name, new look, but some old allegations were front and center on Capitol Hill today. All of that is in the mix, as well as things going on in the NFL in terms of racist hiring practices alleged by one former coach. So we're going to talk about all of that, the Commanders and what's happening in the NFL and how all of that is interconnected. Phone lines are open, 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We want you to join the conversation. Tell us what you think about this new name, this new look, this new direction, and everything else that's going on in the NFL. Joining us tonight is one of our own. He is Easy Street, one of our announcers here. And Easy also has been reporting on all things Washington football team, the name change, the inside and out stuff that's going on with the burgundy and gold. So he's going to share his perspective tonight. We want to hear from you. Again, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Easy, thank you for being with us.
Hey, Bramante, good to hear your voice, bro. Thanks for having me, man.
Yes, sir. Tell me what you think of the new name.
Well, first of all, are y'all sure y'all want to have this conversation on the radio? Everybody that's listening right now, you might want to put your seatbelts on.
Oh,
really? Because this conversation that we're about to have in regards to the Commandos, the Washington football team, or the old name.
Easy, you already got it wrong. You see, this is what's going to happen. It's the Commanders. You know what you just said?
Commandos, Commodores, bruh. It don't make a difference. Listen, okay, Bramante, let's go ahead and go straight to it.
Okay.
Okay? Listen.
Yes.
All this doesn't matter if you don't win.
Yes.
You have to win games, and that's the main thing. I really personally, and I said this on Fox 5 the other morning when they announced it, I really am not tripping off what the name of the team is.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm concerned about is this team winning games, because if you win, all these other problems will go away. Now, the stuff that's going on with Dan in Capitol Hill, I don't know about all that, but at least if you win, the fan base will be happy. But right now, the fan base is not happy with the situation with the franchise at all.
Okay, so if the team had been winning, do you think the name change would have come about? Or do you think everything that was going on behind the scenes sort of caused the name change? So you see where I'm going? So all of that is mm-hmm. happening behind them. But say they were winning and they were mm-hmm. in the playoffs. Do you think they would have changed the name? Or did
Absolutely.
You still think it would have happened?
Absolutely. Okay, so the Cleveland Indians
right.
Were a very successful team. But they had to still change their name.
Mm-hmm.
They still had to do it.
The Guardians, I think, is what they are now, right?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. They still had to change the name. We're living in a time right now where being politically correct is important. And, you know, people are so-called, whatever you want to call it, woke. And they want change. And I understand that wholeheartedly. If you're offending people with the language that you're using or the imagery that you're putting out there, and people are upset about it, then you got to make a change or you're not going to be in business. And that is the same thing for a football team or a baseball team or a basketball team or someone that sells tennis shoes.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Washington Commanders or Commandos or whatever.
Commodores.
Or Commodores or Durs. I don't know what they're, because, you know, it's three syllables. I think it's only like four teams that have more than two syllables. But, you know, the thing is, Easy, and I mean, this is real, right? Because optics matter. You've got the Buccaneers, they shorten that for Bucks, right? You've got the Patriots, they're shortening that for Pats. You've got the 49ers. They shorten that. Don't laugh, Easy. They shorten that to Niners. And there's one other one I can't remember. Now you got the Commanders. What are you going to shorten that to? I heard Tony Kornheiser say they're going to end up calling them the Commies in Washington, D.C. So,
man,
I mean,
hey, listen.
See, I'm into this stuff. Uniforms,
really,
names.
Really, man.
It's important.
Yeah, but the amount of memes that are out there, I mean, I've seen memes out there with they had Lionel Richie on there. with him in a jersey.
Okay, now see, you see the setup? What's going to happen?
Ridiculous. It's crazy. And okay. I get it. But again, I'm concerned about the product that's going to, the 53 players that's going to be out on that field playing football, and what is the outcome going to be of 17 to 18 games in a season. That's what I'm concerned about.
Okay.
And like I say, if you win in these games, all these problems go away, except the issues of what's going on in Capitol Hill, because I'm telling you right now, boy, the stuff that's going on with Dan Snyder right now and what's being said in Congress is, this is the kind of stuff that could possibly end you up not being an owner of an NFL team. And I hope we get to talk about that tonight as well.
Oh, yeah, we're going to move right into that. But let me welcome in David Steele, a favorite on our show. David is a longtime sports reporter, columnist, has written a great book on Tommy Smith, the sprinter, and no more importantly for his stance at the 1968 Summer Olympics in Mexico City. David, thank you for being with us. Oh, not here yet? All right, David's going to be there in 1 second, and we'll get back to him. But Easy, before I go to David, and I'm going to get off the Commanders until I ask David about it, but you still didn't say to me whether or not you like or dislike the name. I know it doesn't matter, but you can, you know, whether you like it or not. Do you like it or you don't?
Okay.
I'm putting you on the spot.
Yes, and that's fine. I really don't like the name.
Okay.
I really don't. It doesn't have a ring to it. I got to call these guys the Commanders. I want to know, are you going to be in command on the field? Are you going to be in command of the offense,
I like
and the defense, and the special teams?
I like the Red Wolves, Easy. And I think the majority of the folks out there like the Red Wolves. But, and I heard all this legalities about all of this other stuff that they couldn't
yeah,
do.
Yeah, because, I mean,
come
you know,
on
we're
now.
In a, it goes back to this, Bramante. We're living in a time, we don't know if naming your team after an animal or a bird or a lion or a tiger is going to be, you know, it's going to be acceptable in the next 5 to 10 years. I mean, think about it. Right now, we have two teams that are playing in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. One is called the Bengals.
Yeah.
And one is called the Rams.
Okay.
Right? These are all animals. So I think that what Washington wanted to do was something totally different and not be tied to an animal. Of course, they couldn't do anything with Warriors because that would be tied to Native Americans or connotated as that.
Right.
So they weren't trying to go back that way at all. So I think that they were playing it safe with calling themselves the Washington Commanders.
Yes, but I will say I like the Warriors. I like the alliteration. Golden State Warriors. I don't think that's about Native Americans. I think that is about Warriors.
Washington can't do that, though.
No, I know, because of the within the context, so I understand your point. All right, so I had introduced David Steele again. I said a longtime favorite guest of ours, sports reporter, columnist, and author. David is with us. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bramante.
All right, tell me what you think about, and we're going to get into the deeper issues, what's going on with the organization as of today. They only really had one day of grace.
My goodness.
Yeah, but what do you think of this name, the Commanders?
I don't think really anything of it. It's about as bland and neutral and mediocre a choice as they could possibly have come up with. I mean, it really doesn't, you know, really push any kind of buttons, really, except from the standpoint, and I really want to credit our fantastic colleague, Kevin Blackstone, who wrote about it in the Post yesterday, I think. It was a very strange thing from the very beginning of when they started this process, where Ron Rivera, who hadn't even coached his first game there yet, sort of just threw out this caveat that it had to have a military angle to it, which I never understood. He never explained it. It was never clear why that was mandatory. And yet here we are. That seems to be one of the connotations of the nickname. And yet, again, it doesn't move me at all, and it's definitely it's a real stretch to say that it ties the name to this area.
Right.
You know, maybe the fact that the Pentagon's here or maybe the Navy Yard or something, but I mean there's so much more to D.C. that that name could have reflected, and they just went really just in the other direction.
Right.
Doesn't feel representative. As a D.C. person, that name just doesn't resonate with me in any way.
Yeah, I think Ron Rivera comes from a military background, his family. I think his dad may have been in the military, and that might have been what that was about. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We want to hear from you. What do you think about this new name, the new direction of Washington's football team, and the day after? Now the focus is on the troubled past of the team. 202-319-7810. We're going to talk about all of that. But now let's go to the phone lines. And Ms. Kelly is calling from D.C. Go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, I don't give a crap about this name change. The only thing I care about they winning, going to the playoffs, and going all the way to the Super Bowl. That's all I care about.
All right. You must be related to Easy, because that's all Easy is saying.
Mom, thank you for calling in.
I know your last name was Kelly Easy. Thank you, Miss Kelly. So we're going to stay on that. But Easy and David, let's sort of jump to today, and we'll go back to yesterday and some of the things also that went on. But I want to sort of get into today, Easy. Listen, we had already heard about these allegations. But what we know, all three of us working in the media, is once you get in front of a camera and you're at a Senate hearing and there's a microphone in front of you and we see your face and you tell that story and the stories that were told today, you know, that gets looped and looped and looped. What was your sense and your feeling about what happened today on Capitol Hill and those allegations going public behind a microphone with the camera rolling?
Dan is in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. So you set it up nicely. Like when, you know, you're having problems with the decision or with any type of controversy and you're in business, you know, if the politicians are not really talking about it, then you're going to be okay. You got a chance to survive depending on what you did, you know. But when you get on Capitol Hill and Congress is involved, which is going to get the media involved, it's going to be reported around the entire world about what's going on, you know, with your team, that is a serious problem. But the other problem is this. If you notice in the interviews with, I believe her name was Ms. Johnston, congressional leader that was reading a piece of paper, when she first came out, the first thing that she said was the NFL and the Washington football team. So this is not just, this is not just a Washington football team thing when you're going on Capitol Hill and you're having these allegations. We're talking about the shield. We're talking about the NFL shield now being damaged or being spoiled or tarnished. And I'm telling you right now, any NFL commissioner that runs this billion-dollar league is not going to stand for anybody to tarnish the shield. And I think that, you know, Dan is in trouble. The fans are already upset. The fans want him out, and now that if Congress gets involved too, the clock is ticking for him. I really think so. I hate to say it, but he might not make it through the end of the year.
David, before we go to break, and if the music starts playing, we're going to pick up your point if you're still making it. So just a heads up. But the honeymoon was short. And I don't even know if we call it a honeymoon because the reaction to the name and the rollout, again, we'll get back into that. It wasn't really exemplary and folks weren't doing backflips. So I don't even know if honeymoon is a good term to use. But just for lack of a better term, it's over. What were your thoughts? I don't know if you were able to see the hearings or see any of them or read, some of the clips of some of the comments. But if so, your sense of what came out today and what it'll mean for Snyder, and of course we'll get further down the road with Stephen Ross in Miami and the owner in Cleveland and what's going on. But here locally, your thoughts about what you heard at the hearing. I hear the music playing already, so I probably talked right into your answer, David, which is a no-no. But we're going to pick up on that. Tony, Ken, Kay, stay right there. We are going to get to you. We got to take a quick break. We're going to bump over to the other side. But you can hear every edition of the Daily Drums Insight segment via podcast on WHUR.com. Or you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. Again, if you're on the phone line, stay right there. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. The original Quiet Storm with John Mons is next on 96.3 WHUR. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. David Steele, I was asking you right before we jumped over to the other side, your sense of where Dan Snyder is, where the team is now, the day after the reveal, but now allegations that aren't new but have been expressed in public, live, on television about him and the rest of his organization. But again, some of those allegations were firmly directed right at him.
It's really kind of fascinating how perfectly timed this was for Congress to do this the day after it was scheduled. And I don't know if Congress planned it out that way or if this was something that the team realized. It's like, okay, we can't hold this off beyond the day that we have to go before a Senate committee and try to explain ourselves. Let's at least try to get a little momentum going with the name change. But I mean, obviously, you know, the committee jumped on, you know, the name, mocking it immediately during this hearing. You know, and is jumping right on it to make fun of the whole commandeering thing.
What is even on Capitol Hill? I don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, they're going to have to. Just remember George Allen. He came in 2 years after Vince Lombardi, the greatest coach, right up until Belichick, I guess, in the history of the NFL. And 2 years later, he changed that helmet, right, changed that look. I'm holding out hope that they can still change this name. But anyway, I'm digressing. Yeah. The deeper issue. You see where I'm going with this. I don't like it. But
you can't rule that out. It's possible.
You know, do it. You know, nothing is set in stone. But, again, these allegations against Snyder, can he survive this? Especially if the NFL is pressured in releasing that internal investigation that they've done, which they say they won't release, even if Congress asks for it.
Yeah, and that's the key. They have somehow continued to suppress that all this time. And the question that everyone is asking, both inside the NFL and outside, is what does Dan Snyder have on the rest of this league for them to protect him to this level? Because this goes far beyond so many of the other things that the league has punished even owners for. And they're not big fans of punishing owners. I mean, this, everything that they've done when owners and teams have done something, have been real slaps on the wrist in a lot of cases, even to the point of allowing Jerry Richardson to sell the Panthers instead of just snatching the team from him a few years ago, when very similar allegations came out about the way that he was conducting himself around the Panthers. But if you look at how this has escalated from all the reporting that the Washington Post is doing to the statements that the plaintiff's lawyers were making in accusing Snyder and the league of covering this up and witness intimidations and all those things, to the email leaks that got John Gruden run out of here and trashed, you know, Bruce Allen. But again, nothing was ever done to Dan Snyder, to now a Senate hearing. And again, the spotlight was intensified because it happened at the same time as the name change, which nobody gave the team the benefit of the doubt for. You're right, there was no honeymoon.
No grace.
Yeah. Nobody gave
because they could have moved that hearing. They could have moved that hearing and said we're going to do it a week later.
Come on,
easy. You know they could have. But
listen, Bramante.
Yes, sir.
Let's keep it a buck, okay?
Okay.
They knew, and when I mean they, I mean those people on Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They knew for a fact when the name was going to be announced. It was already pre-promoted.
Right.
This was going to happen on 2-2-2. 22.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a coincidence that they had these hearings the following day.
Oh,
all.
No, no. I'm not contesting that. So that tells you where. Right. Yeah, that tells you what they think about what's not.
The heat is on. And what the gentleman just said is very true. I think that this is a far reaching problem. You mentioned Gruden getting fired. Then Bruce Allen's name came up, the emails, you know, that whole situation. You mentioned that. I think that there's more out there. I think that it's more out there, and I think that it's way deeper than we really think that it is. I think you ever seen this whole thing called the iceberg effect, when you see the tip of the iceberg coming out of the water, but then you look underwater, then it's this huge old big old boulder of ice under there. I think it's one of those situations with the NFL and what we're talking about, because other people have to be involved. I don't think that it's the fact that Dan Snyder is the Teflon Don or anything like that. I just think that there are more people involved, and the more and more we peel this onion back, there's going to be more individuals who are going to be out of jobs and disgraced and possibly losing millions of dollars because we're finding out who they really are.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking Washington Commanders, all issues surrounding them. We're going to get a little deeper, too, in some of the other issues that are and topics that are trending now in the NFL. But we also want to hear from you what you think about this new name and this new era and this new moving forward with the team. But the day after seems like things went backwards. Ken has been waiting patiently, calling from the district. Ken, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So I just want to follow up. As inappropriate what Dan Snyder did, sexual harassment is not a criminal issue. It's not a criminal complaint.
It's not?
I don't think that's true, Ken. Well, I've been in police for 3 decades, and you can't charge somebody. Sexual harassment is different from sexual battery. There's a difference. If you sexually harass somebody at work, that doesn't mean you could be arrested. But you can look it up when you get a chance. But rest
okay,
sure.
I'm not a lawyer, so I won't challenge you.
I've been doing this for a long time. But sexual harassment is an office police issue. It's not, again, you would have to change the language to a battery.
Okay.
It's not the same thing.
Gotcha. Anyway, so your larger point is what? Because was it about the name also?
No. But, well, my larger point, I'm just making clarity for you.
No. I'm not contesting it. I just wanted to see where you... Oh, that was your point about harassment.
I'm en route to that location right now.
I want to know where you're going with this, too, because either way, however you want to slice it, it's wrong. Period.
No. I'm not saying it's right. I did that because I didn't get a chance to get to the final stop.
Okay.
I was saying something in lieu of this issue. Because what I'm essentially saying is that there has to be an executive committee to remove him, that Congress cannot compel him to quit his job. They cannot. They barely compelled them to integrate the team. So with that said, it would take it. So do you think that the other NFL owners are going to get together to vote him out? It would be like everybody in the NFL deciding to vote out Jerry Jones.
My good question.
And lastly, real quick, as opposed to the Commanders, why didn't do something non-offensive like the Witch Doctors? Because isn't that what the Wizards did? The Wizards, they are the bullets. But why not the Witch Doctors?
Oh, the Witch Doctors. Oh, that's good, Ken. You were good today.
That's a very good one.
I like that one, Ken. So
give him points for that.
Yes. So, David, thank you, Ken. So, David, do you think that there is a breaking point where Goodell or the other owners will push Snyder out? Because, you know, one of the issues is that, you know, a lot of these owners, many folks say, look, if you really start pulling them covers back, you'd find all kinds of skeletons or opening those closet doors with the rest of these owners. So they don't want to push him out because they might come looking at them. But do you think there is a tipping point? Because I don't know what else there can be, especially if you heard that testimony today, if they're not going to push him out now.
Yeah, no, and that's the point. I mean, you know, it's hard to imagine what could be worse than what this franchise is being accused of having done. I mean, what would be above that somehow would be the tipping point? Because it's hard to imagine something being worse than this, unless they're covering up a murder or something like that. Which, let's face it, in college, you know, there's been situations in college sports where that has happened. I mean, let's face what happened up the road at Maryland, you know, a couple of years
right.
ago, after poor Jordan McNair mm-hmm. died under those circumstances that he did. But you know, when you look at the allegations, and also, this, you know, and again, I'm not a lawyer either, but let's face it, this is federal law. This is the equal employment opportunity. There are pretty large issues that, you know, there's a framework where you can get punished for exactly what's going on, including fines, prison, all those kind of things can be done to you. So let's not get too caught up in that.
Right.
But, you know, if that's where this is going, that he's violated, you know, federal equal opportunity laws, you know, and that brings it enough shame on the NFL where
right.
they're going to start losing, you know, all the benefits that they've had, the sort of money that's been thrown at them in different directions, just the free stadiums and the free upgrades and the TV content, just all the things that makes the NFL what the NFL is. If any of that is endangered by what is going on either with this team or with all the teams collectively, then yeah, he would put, you know, they would push him out one way or the other. And let's not forget, it's probably not the same set of rules, and I don't know what exactly.
David, we're going to get back to you because I think your line.
And they were on completely legal ground to do that. And he had to sell the team, but they said, you are no longer the owner. You are no longer the managing partner or the governor or whatever. You are out of this league, and you will never come back. Now, I can't imagine that the NFL, the collective owners or the commissioner, don't have that kind of power to do that if they needed to. So I'd be very curious to see if they could use if they
he
could
brings
do that.
He brings up right. a very valid point.
Hold that for me, Easy, real quick. Okay. I want to get Tony in because he's been waiting a while, and so don't lose your thought there. Tony calling from Waldorf. Tony, go right ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say good evening and thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make mine short and sweet to the point. The whole reason I was calling was just to comment on the name and stuff like that. And from what I hear, I think too many people just making too much out of the name, too big of a deal. It's really not that difficult to understand because you got to look at it. We live within the nation's capital, and most of the time they look at this area, this town, as being a government-type town. So you got to look at it from the point what we call our president, commander-in-chief. So when you want to play upon military words and stuff like that, I'm thinking that's where they kind of drawing that and pulling that from when they said the commanders and whatnot. It kind of go hand in hand, like commander in chief, the government, and everything else that we kind of like built around this area and stuff like that. So that's what my comment is and whatnot. I'm thinking that's all where the name it came from. And I think that's where the direction they kind of like moving forward, like a government town.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony. Hey, you know. Whatever their reasons for it, I just don't care for it. 202-319-7888. I'm with you, Tony. I'm not disagreeing with you on the rationale of where, you know, how they came up with it. And I'm with Easy with, and I've said this actually off the air, if they win, you know, everybody will be Commanders fans and everybody will be buying Commanders gear. But, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to like the name. I just think it's dry, it's very unimaginative. I like the Red Wolves, what Fred Smoot had said. You know, you got the howling in the stands and you got the red thing, and I don't have to get rid of my red R hat. So, see, I got personal things. I'm cheap. I don't want to have to buy all that stuff. I want to keep my red stuff. But anyway, I'm the host, and I'm going off. I'm ranting. Easy, you know how that is. Sometimes you get the mic and you just keep going. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Easy, you wanted to make a point before we had gone to Tony.
Okay, so his phone went out a little bit on this, his line, and I think that he was talking about, and I'm hoping that he was talking about the NBA owner.
You're talking about David, what David was saying?
Yes, yeah, okay. I think he was talking about Donald Sterling.
Is that right, David? I think so, too.
Is that what you were talking about?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yes,
okay, so let's back that thing up on that really quick and look back at what history is telling us, right? Okay, so first of all, this guy lost his franchise by making some comments in regards to his girlfriend had been, you know, in a skybox, you know, Magic Johnson's name got put out there and she had been taking photos and posting him on social media. And this guy comes out and said, and this was recorded, you know, that I don't want you bringing these black guys to the game. And I'm not sure if he used the N-word or not. I can't remember, but it was enough for him to lose the team. Now, back to the other caller that said that sexual harassment is not a punishable crime. Well, I don't think saying the N-word is a punishable crime either, but this guy lost his team, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
He absolutely right. lost his team. And I think that the same thing could happen with this because the other part about this is this, in this country. Okay, so racism and equality in regards to African Americans, people of color, is an issue. But when you're going after women, white women,
mm-hmm.
it turns into a whole, you done up the ante a long, long way, especially in the time that we're living in right now with the, what's that phrase that they use?
Me Too movement.
Yeah, the Me Too movement. Me that too. Whole thing, is real. And women deserve to be respected in every aspect of life. So I think that this guy definitely stepped over the line on that one. But there's another piece that I want to mention that I don't like. Okay, so the jerseys are cool. I love the black jerseys. I will be sporting the black jerseys when they come out, and I want one of those jackets. Let me tell you what I don't like, though, Bramante, is this, and I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Washington Commanders saying that they have a number 21 Sean Taylor jersey?
Well, because when he wore it, it was under the name that they had for 70, 80 something years. Yeah,
it was the Redskins.
Oh, so they're going
to. How do you feel about that?
Well, here's the thing that, well, I was about to say, because really all of their retired jerseys, usually they will show the jersey, like if Cliff Battles, I think his number might be retired, I'm not sure, but it would be that jersey he wore in the 40s. You know, so they probably should stick to the jersey he wore when he played. You don't have to put Redskins on it, but it still should look like the jersey that he wore. Let's also remember this. I don't know if you guys heard this, but when they showed the back of those jackets that you say you want easy,
yeah,
they have on there their three Super Bowl championships. And David, I don't know if you know this, but they have the years that they won them.
Right.
1983.
Yeah.
1988.
Right.
And 1992. Okay.
92. Yeah.
Technically, the Super Bowl was in January. Any sports fan knows that you talk about the Super Bowl you won in the season that you won it, which was 1982, 1987, 1991, as I've heard, and I'll repeat. No one says, do you remember that great 1986 Chicago Bears Super Bowl team? They say 85. That's the bigger problem I would have, easy, in terms of their paraphernalia. But I do think that they should have the jersey that he played in. So
right. I do not think, and I think that it's highly disrespectful. As a matter of fact, I'll go this far. I don't want to see a Daryl Green jersey.
Right, with a Commanders.
Commander.
No, it doesn't. You don't want a Sonny Jurgensen, David.
No.
You want a Sonny Jurgensen number 9, and
never.
It says Commanders. I mean,
Commanders.
So they.
You cannot do it, bro.
I know. And look, you know, that's a whole nother show we can just get into.
Don't get
just,
me heated up. You got me heated, bro.
I know. So look, we got about 12 minutes left, and I want to get on this one. And callers, we're going to get to you. We're going to try to. David. We can't end this show without talking about, you know, we're talking about the NFL, we're talking about the Commanders and what's going on and how sort of issues within society are intersecting. Gender, as Easy had brought up, but now Brian Flores is really bringing race again to the forefront. The former Miami Dolphins coach who's suing the NFL, three other teams, has called the NFL having a plantation mentality. He files his lawsuit on the first day of Black History Month. Within the first paragraph, he name drops Rosa Parks, MLK, Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman. I mean, this brother is serious. So he's not making any illusions what he's doing. He's saying, hey, this is about race, and I'm putting it in the larger context of racial uplift of black people in America and moving forward in progress, and we're not there. What are your thoughts on what Flores is doing and what may come of his lawsuit and his media blitz now actually talking about why he's filing this lawsuit?
You know what? I would love to have
Hang on, easy. Let me let David get that, and then I'll let you follow.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I almost want to take the last part of that first, like, where will this go?
Mm-hmm.
I could say where I hope it goes, because we think back to when Colin Kaepernick sued the league for collusion, when they blackballed him. And you saw how far it had gotten, and then it settled. And so we never saw what came of discovery and what came of the investigation and what the lawyers uncovered and what proof he had. We saw bits and pieces of it in his original document. But, you know, we wanted to see what would happen if the NFL really had to sort of pull the veil back and show what was really going on in the league, not just concerning him, but concerning just how they treated that particular issue. I want to see Brian Flores get even further than that. I want to see everything that they dig up. I want to see everything that they found out in, you know, and when they decide to file it. I want to see what every team is, how they're going to respond, the proof that everybody has. You know, there's probably another treasure trove of emails, just like with the Washington lawsuit. There's probably phone calls, texts, you know, notes written on napkins, you know, hand signals to show, okay, the black guy is in, you know, send the white guy in the other door. You know, there's probably crazy stuff that's unveiled, because we know, we have followed this all of our entire adult lives. We have been talking about this literally our entire lives. You know, you know how far back we go, Vermonte.
Right.
We were talking about this in college,
mm-hmm,
man.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on with black coaches in this league? And every other league has gone ahead of them, except for and the NFL has just continued to run in place. I mean, one of the things we talked about at the beginning of this hiring cycle is that at this point, the NFL has the same number of black coaches it had in 1989.
Yes, Art Shell. Yeah.
Art Shell. Yeah. Art Shell then, Mike Tomlin now.
Yeah.
One. They're down to one.
Yeah. Easy, what
and,
are you? Oh, I'm sorry, David.
No, and I'm just saying, it's like, that's why I want to see this thing go as far as it possibly can. And if there's any way to save Brian Flores and do a GoFundMe for him or something like that to keep him from settling, I want to see this thing go all the way to the top.
And what are your thoughts, Easy?
I was hoping that you were going to bring on the Lift Debbie voice and sing under your intro, bro.
Okay. Oh, you're not trying to go for it.
When you were speaking, yo, I could hear Lift Every Voice, Lift Every Voice in my mind.
Okay.
In my mind, because I think that the time that we're living in right now, where racial equity is important, and let's keep it a buck, you guys. You know, racial equity in this country is still extremely unbalanced in every aspect. Every aspect that we could name, politically, socially, home buyers, individuals who's disproportionately being affected by the coronavirus, in the media, and of course it's going to be in football too. Of course it's going to be in coaching too. Of course it's going to be in the NBA as well. And when you have a league that's almost 80% African American in NBA and in the NFL as well, and you only have one or two coaches. We're in that time. We're in a time right now where people are like, wait a minute, hold on. These numbers, something's not matching up here, and I'm not mad at it. You know, unfortunately, it may be Brian may be the next Colin Kaepernick. You know, he may be the next brother that gets blackballed from the league because of this. I would not be surprised. I think he's an awesome coach. What he did with Miami was awesome this season with what he had. But the reality of it is we're not done having this question about racial equity in football, basketball, or anything else in life.
Right.
And the struggle continues.
Yeah, and he said that he knows this could be the end of his coaching career. We've got a few minutes left, gentlemen, and I want to see if I can squeeze in a couple of phone calls to folks who have been waiting. Jay, go right ahead. Give me your shot in about 30 seconds if you can.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for giving me a line. Oh, Commander, if they know exactly what that name means, Commander don't go to a war to lose, and they don't have to lose. Why they don't choose Washington Rooster?
Washington Roosters?
Yes.
Like the fowl? Is that what you mean? That's a new one, Jay. That's a new one. I'm going to have to write that one down, the Washington Roosters. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jay. Let's go now to Clark, maybe calling with a question or comment. Go right ahead, Clark.
Yeah. Hey, good evening. What's up, Monte? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey,
how are you?
How you doing, brother? Hey, no, I was talking about the name itself. It's not to me, it's not a real issue about the name, because I had talked about someone earlier today, and I was telling them, you know, we're talking about the name. The name is going to grow on us, but think about some of the people who done raised their kids with some of the craziest names, like North, for instance. And Simeon and Mercedes. Well, I mean, think about their name. These are human beings.
Well, that's true.
Talking about a commander.
I know, Clark. But Clark, you're going all deep on us now, so I can't argue that. I mean, you're making such a good point. But we're talking sports, so it doesn't have to be rational thinking. You know, I can be irrational about it. I'm a local. I grew up with the other name, and I was good with losing it because, you know, I knew it, you know. But I'm just saying, come up with something better. But I appreciate that, Clark. You make a lot of sense. You sound educated. You're too deep for me.
One more thing.
Real quick.
But if you still wore the Sean Taylor jersey, you still wearing the old team's name. You know what I mean?
Well,
why not let Sean Taylor get a new jersey?
No, well, I think, Clark, I think my point was, and I think Easy is saying this too, just take the name off the jersey. You don't have to have that little in small print. Just, you know, we know it harkens back to those days with the different look. Tony, let's take this last call, calling from Bowie. I think Tony wants to talk about the name. Go right ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I want to talk about the name, but real quick, Hugh Jackson, he also going to join in on for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to comment on the Commanders.
Okay.
I think that the timing was not right, especially what's going on with the militia groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think the timing was wrong altogether. Mm-hmm. And like you said, they could have come up with a better name. And secondly, I don't think that after all this stuff come out with Snyder and these women, I think that he's going to be forced to sell the team. I then think the team is going to go to Virginia because that's where they're focusing on right now. And I think we should come up after they move to Virginia with the Commanders. They should we get our own name, and we'll have a name to represent the city.
All right.
And I'm still going to wear my Sean Taylor jersey no matter what the name is.
Absolutely.
All right.
Right.
Tony, you and Easy.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. I got it in burgundy and I got it in white, and I'm going to keep on wearing it.
So, look, before we leave, Easy, tell us a little bit about what's – I know you got so much going on, and when you're talking sports, where folks can find you and check you out, and tell us a little bit about what you have happening.
Oh, man, there's a lot going on, of course. I do have a brand-new Safe Passage contract with Mayor Bowser to ensure that individuals and young people from three schools in Southwest are safe. And I do have an after school program that's in those three schools as well. So I've been very busy with that and other contracts that I have. Of course, you can catch me on Fox 5. I'll be on there Monday morning. But the other part, I just want to close out with this.
Mm-hmm.
If Dan loses the team, wouldn't it be nice to have an African-American owner of the Washington team in Washington and the team on the old grounds of RFK Stadium?
Without a doubt.
That is my prayer. I think that if this thing goes down and Dan is out, Roger is going to be forced to, and the league, mm-hmm. to finally give the team to somebody of color, because it has to happen eventually. Why not now?
All right. And David Steele, tell us about, always want you to tell the listeners about the book that you have out and how folks can find that book. Tell folks a little bit about the book, Dave, and how they can get it if they want.
Yeah, well, I very much appreciate that, especially since it's Black History Month now. And the subject of the book, and the book's name is Silent Gesture, The Autobiography of Tommy Smith. This is actually the 15th anniversary of its debut right around this month. It was right around the time of the Super Bowl in 2007. And Tommy Smith is actually, you know, this is a busy time of year for him because he's touring the country. And part of his youth foundation always takes him into this area for, like, track meets and tutorials and meetings with the students and things. So sort of keep an eye out for that. But that is still available. You can get it on all the book sites at Amazon. You can find it through TommySmith.com. And you know, please read it. It's still out there. It's still available, and it's still very, very, very relevant, especially with the Olympics, Winter Olympics beginning tonight.
Easy Street, easy. Just an absolute pleasure. Enjoyed having you on. David, always enjoy having you on. We've got to do this again. The music is playing, but I'm going to give you 10 seconds because I don't know if a week from now we're going to do a show, but we know the Super Bowl is coming. Easy, who do you have?
I'm going with the Bengals.
Ooh, David.
Joe Burrow.
David, who do you have?
They're charmed, man. This is their year. I'm going with the Bengals.
No! Am I the only one going with the Rams? Oh, my gosh. Well, I will say, at least in this game, I will not be distraught whoever wins, because lately, you know, I've been too tense watching these games, rooting against people.
I know the feeling.
All right, David.
There's one face where we ain't going to see no more
yes.
in the Super Bowl.
Thank you.
After these last 20 years.
Thank you. Appreciate the effort. Tired of looking at him. All right, thank you, gentlemen. That's the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, February 3rd. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.